The first reading today, St. Paul asks that we would bear with a bit of his foolishness. And yet at the gospel reading, we hear about the foolish virgins as well as the wise. The foolish virgins didn't bring oil with their lamps. But when we look at the first reading and the foolishness that St. Paul is talking about, it actually is not foolishness at all, but it is foolishness in the eyes of the world, not in the eyes of God. And that's where the difference is. So St. Paul, when he talks about being a fool for Christ, is not aligning himself in that way with those that would be called the foolish virgins in the gospel, because they weren't prepared. They didn't bring the oil with their lamps. What St. Paul did, on the other hand, was to put his treasure in heaven. He was willing to be thought a fool by those on earth because he had his treasure in the Lord, and that's where he was focused. The divine wisdom, St. Paul tells the Corinthians, is foolishness to people who are worldly, and yet worldly wisdom is foolishness in the eyes of God. And so we have to look at that and say, well, what is the foolishness that St. Paul is talking about? He talks about his background, talks about the fact that he's Hebrew, he's born of the tribe of Benjamin, and he was a Pharisee, and all these sorts of things. And then goes on to talk about his sufferings and everything that he bore for the Lord. That's that lengthy list that he gives us in 2 Corinthians of stoned and shipwrecked and beaten and whipped and all these sorts of things that happened to him. That's the foolishness that he's talking about. And absolutely anyone looking at it from a worldly perspective would say, what a fool. You mean they just stoned him literally to the point of death? And he got up and went right back into town and started preaching again? He was beaten and whipped and so on, and he just kept doing the same thing? You mean after getting whipped and locked up in prison with chains and everything else, and they were singing hymns to God? What a fool! What kind of a nut would do such a thing? Only one who's not a fool. Only one who recognizes the power of God and one who truly loves the Lord. But it is to be able to start to see things from God's perspective. Because if we look at things only from a human perspective, that stuff looks totally foolish. Why would you do it? Keep thinking about those people back 20 or 30 years ago, whatever it was, called themselves the lambs of Christ, the ones who would go to the abortion mills and intentionally try to get arrested by blocking the entrance to the abortion mills. And the Catholics who went, got arrested, sat in prison, and they were perfectly content. And the Protestants who were arrested couldn't believe that God would have allowed them to be arrested. Now you think about that for a second. They specifically went and did what they were doing in order to get arrested. And then they're sitting in prison, can't believe that God allowed them to be arrested. What exactly were they thinking? What did they expect was going to happen? Well, I'm going to go and do this, but God's going to make sure it doesn't happen? How foolish can you be? But then the real wisdom was demonstrated when they would ask the Catholics, how can you guys just sit here at peace like this? What's wrong? They said, what's the problem? St. Paul was in prison, Peter was in prison. They said, where does it say that? Like, really, these are the Bible Christians. Where does it say that? So they showed them where it said that. And it talks about what's going to happen to Christians, and they talked about what Jesus laid out and said, if you're going to follow me, here's what's going to happen. And all of a sudden, the way they were looking at things changed. Suddenly, the foolishness was understood to be wisdom, real wisdom. And so let's be fools for Christ then with St. Paul. Let the world think that we're a bunch of nuts. Praise the Lord. I mean, if you're going to be a total nut, yeah, the world's going to have good reason for thinking that's the way you are. But if you're living your faith, the world's going to think you're a nut anyway. And they're going to reject you. And we need to praise the Lord if that's what happens. It's not pleasant. It's not fun. Nobody likes being rejected. And yet, if you're rejected for Christ, that's a blessing. Yes, it is absolute foolishness in the eyes of the world, but it is the wisdom of God that the world needs. And you have that wisdom of God. It is already there. Now it's a matter of applying it and living it. And so when St. Paul prays that we would bear with a little of his foolishness, we can look at that ourselves. We can apply it to ourselves. We don't want to be fools in the true sense of being a fool. That is, like these foolish virgins who didn't have enough oil. Yeah, if we're going to be foolish, we're going to give lip service to God, but our hearts aren't going to be with him. We're not going to have a prayer life. We're not going to be doing what we ought to do. We aren't going to be living a moral life. And when it comes time for judgment, there's not going to be any oil in our lamps. The lamp would have gone out, and we aren't going to be able to restart it because we haven't been living the faith. That is utter foolishness. But if we're going to be fools in the eyes of the world, then praise God, because that means we are filling our lamps. We are filling our vessels with oil so that the lamps will be able to burn brightly and ultimately for eternity, which is what we're looking for. It is the Lord, as St. Paul pointed out. He said, he is not approved who commends himself, but the one whom the Lord commends. Isn't that what we want? Well done, good and faithful servant, enter into your master's rest. That's being commended by the Lord. So look at who you serve and serve him. Obviously, if you are working a job in the world and serving the Lord at the same time, you do the best job that you can. But do it for the Lord rather than for anybody else. Serve the people, do your job, and do it well. But look at the motive for why you're doing it. You're doing it so that they think well of you? Or are you doing it so that, you know, you can look impressive and get promoted? Or are you doing it for the Lord? Are you doing it out of charity for the people that you're there serving, whatever it may be? That's where we have to see the difference. One is foolishness in the eyes of the world, because the eyes of the world, it's all about the self. Getting ahead, making more for yourself, whatever it is. That's foolishness in the eyes of God. Wisdom in the eyes of God is charity. The world doesn't understand it. But as I said, it's already there in you. You have it already. And so now it's a matter of adjusting ourselves to that. In a world that doesn't understand it, yeah, we've got a lot of pressure pulling us the other way. But we have the grace of God. And that pulls us in his direction. So store up for yourselves treasure in heaven, the Lord said. That's where true wisdom is. The foolishness of the world that doesn't understand it. Fill up your vessels with the oil of God, with the grace of God, so that you will have a lamp that is going to burn not only until the bridegroom arrives, but for all eternity in the wedding feast of the Lamb.